This is Thomas B. Warren with a presentation of 5 Gospel Minutes, a regular and integral program of the International Gospel Hour. It is a real honor to us to be involved with the International Gospel Hour, which has been on the airways of this nation for many, many years, not only of this nation, but of other nations as well. Now we continue today with a series of lessons in which we've been involved on the great lessons that we can learn from the conversion of the jailer Philippi, the conversion of which we read about in Acts chapter 16. We have seen a number of great lessons, but now today we want to conclude this series by looking at something that is implied in this series, implied and certainly shored up by the passages which are relevant to this matter in other scriptures, and that is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. I hear a great deal today, I read a great deal today, even by men who are claiming to be faithful servants of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the church is not essential to salvation, that one can be saved just as well out of the church as in it. I often hear radio preachers saying, "Now the church is not my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior." And they urge their audience to accept the idea that the church has nothing whatever to do with it. Now let me make clear that I certainly do not believe for a moment that the Bible teaches that the church is our Savior. We have no Savior other than the Lord Jesus Christ. We are saved by the power of His blood. But at the same time, let me emphasize that the Bible teaches as plainly as it could teach anything that we are saved by the blood of Christ and that the church is that which has been saved by the blood of Christ. The church is that which is saved. It is the body of people who have been saved by the blood of Christ. There is simply no such thing, according to Bible teaching, of anyone being saved and then later on joining the church. The Bible teaches in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23, that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Savior of the body. And in the first chapter of that same book, chapter 1, verses 22 to 23, we learn that Christ is the head of the church, which is His body. And also in Colossians 1:18, we find that the body is the church. So you see, we have these two things. The church is the body, and the body is the church. And then still in this same book of Ephesians, in chapter 4, verses 4 to 6, we learn there is not only one God, one Lord Jesus Christ, one Holy Spirit, one hope, one faith, one baptism, but one body. Now, if the body is the church, and the church is the body, and there's one body, there must be one church. And now notice carefully in Acts chapter 20, verse 28, the Apostle Paul said to the elders of the church in Ephesus, "And now take heed unto yourselves and to all the flock, in which the Holy Spirit hath made you bishops, to feed the church of the Lord, which He purchased with His own blood." Now, friends, if we have redemption through His blood, Ephesians 1 and 7, and if we cannot be saved apart from the shedding of blood, Hebrews 9, 22, and if it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sin, then it certainly ought to be clear to every one of us that we cannot be saved without the blood of Christ. But if it is also true, and it certainly is, as we've seen from Acts chapter 20, verse 28, that the church has been purchased by the blood of Christ, you cannot find where anyone other than the church has been purchased by the blood of Christ, that is, those who have lived in the New Testament age. And so, if you're to be saved, you must be saved by as a member of the Church of Christ. In fact, the Bible teaches that in Acts chapter 2, verse 47, "And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved," are those that were being saved. You're not saved first and then added to the church. The same process that brings you into Christ brings you into the church, and that same process brings you into salvation. But our time is gone for today, and so in closing, let me thank you deeply and sincerely for listening and plead with you to join us again for our next broadcast. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking on 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour.